Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality, where of course I'm going to be dissecting all the latest news and gossip from the world of reality TV and Love Island. I cannot believe it. We are less than a week away from the finale. And I just feel like someone needs to start a support group for me because I've been watching it every single night and just like that, it's over. It's done. But look, joining me in the studio today to help me go through all the last minute gossip is Billy and Summer, everybody.
Let's go!
What up, what up, what up? My Cassidy's, my Cassidy's. Do you know what? I was saying this to you lot before. You lot had the best stint. Casa, like out of all the Casa people, you got into the main villa and you were there for a good 3.5 weeks or so, which is good. Some people were in there for a day.
Yeah,
that's true.
Facts, yeah.
That's true. That's facts.
Yeah. No, it's good. It was actually good. Like, I think going in, we can both say it was a bit mad. Like, you know, when you walk through, like you're at the back and you're like, right, okay, right. You're outside the villa. You're getting a bit...
So your heart was beating at that moment. Yeah. Like, I'm about to go in Love Island.
Tasha was, like, really scared as well, and I was really scared. I was, like, not scared. I was, like, nervous because you're going to go in front and you don't know who's coupled up with who.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's happened. So when you
Isn't the bit before. This is when you're walking into the main villa. I see.
When you walk into the main villa.
And what was she saying in that moment? Was she like, I don't know what Andrew's going
to
say?
I don't know what he's going to be doing. I don't know what... I just said, look, you need to relax. Obviously, you was at the fire pit already because you got chose. But for me walking out...
Oh my God.
And then all their faces. And there's got to be about, 16 people sitting there?
Yeah, there was 18 of us in total afterwards.
Like, what?
And crazy. You walk out and you get the devils. My legs was like standing there. I was
that
like,
must have been
mad.
A scary moment.
Yeah, it was mad.
So were all the boys just screwing you then? Like, oh, there was like, the hell is he?
Yeah. And then Andrew come out with that, you know, oh, she tells more lies than Pinocchio.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. And you got to back her as well. And I ain't known her for that long, but where you're coupled up, you can't let it happen.
No, you backing your girl for 1 week or a couple of days. No, you backing. Don't talk to my girl for 3 days like that.
Like that.
Don't do that. My girl for 3 days. Don't do that. Don't talk to her like that.
Yeah, it was funny though.
Wow,
it was funny.
And how is it for you? Just like getting on the show. How'd you feel?
Do you know what? For me, like, I was nervous going into Casa because like you just never know. Like, it's you've got to really put in the graft to get into Casa. So when it got towards like close to the time, I was like, you know what? I just actually need to go for this. So I went for it, went full force, night one, done the most.
Yeah, you went inside in the mixer, in the blender.
No, literally, I done the most on night one and obviously it paid off. Yeah. You know, I got chosen at the Casa recoupling by Dami. I was kind of 50-50. I wasn't sure if he was actually going to pick me or not.
Really?
Because times around the fire pit where he couldn't even make eye contact with me. And I was thinking, right, that's it. I'm going home. Like, I'm fuming. Yeah. But when he picked me, I was like, yes. Like, yeah, let's get this connection going. And then...
Wow.
It's weird. What happened.
Yeah, because you must have had... So, obviously, I don't know this. So, did you have a normal recoupling? Like,
no.
At that fire pit.
So basically, we didn't know until we'd actually been chosen at the fire pit. So we were all stood in the line.
Yeah.
And then obviously each boy stands up and they say, oh yeah, I want to recouple or I want to stick. So then Dami said recouple and then picked me.
Well, whilst people were coming out as well.
Yeah, so then That's he picked crazy. Me. And then Laura was like, oh yeah, let's see what India's done. And then India came in with Deji.
Yeah, because it's that. And then you see what the other person does. And then that, yeah. But for us, no one knows this, but we at CASA didn't know. And then we had a recoupling at CASA around the fire pit. The girls stood up. What? Said, oh, I want a couple with this boy because, but you don't see that.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm standing there at the fire pit going, oh my God, is she going to choose me or not? Like giving her reasons saying,
what, oh my gosh.
No one knows this.
What, speech and everything?
Yeah, they have to give a speech. They have to do a proper recoupling in CASA and then you all get ready and go.
Wow. Yeah. So is that just before you?
Just before we went back to the main villa. We have to recouple like a normal recoupling at CASA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, how far is CASA from the main villa? Did you lot just walk it or take a bus? Like, what was the deal?
20-minute drive.
Oh.
I don't know. I went there.
Yeah. About a 20-minute drive. It ain't far.
Wow.
Yeah, but a recoupling as well, fun fact, takes about 3 to 4 hours to do.
What?
Yeah, it is long.
3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, you're standing there for girls
and
in their heels.
And when you've got heels on, oh my God.
Game
like,
over.
Had, because I was in the bottom quite a lot as well. Like every time I was in the bottom, I'm literally standing there and I'm
Babe,
just fuming.
Babe, I'm so sorry. You must have been living.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like there's times where I'm surprised that you couldn't see my face on the camera. I'm just like... Like, get me out of this now. Like, I'm literally just look fuming, just standing
What?
There. Yeah, it's not
that long. So long. But what about this? Like, the speeches? Do people stumble over their speeches? Like, no, got to do that again. Like,
yeah. A couple times. Yeah. I think you said in your speech to Danica,
oh, that's so funny.
You said,
she ticks all the boxes.
She ticks all the boxes.
And then I went, and she ticks all the boxes, and she ticks all the boxes. I was just like, I went to everyone, I went, I'll repeat myself.
Funny.
Like, when you stand up, people look at you like you've never been looked at before.
Yeah.
Like you feel so nervous when you stand up because you've got to say a speech about a person you've only known for, say, for instance, 2 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You got
and do you feel like sometimes you have to like add in a bit of fluff? It's like, I mean, I don't know it that well, but you know. I have to say something good.
Everyone's line at the end is, and see where things go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you have to say that because you barely know these people.
Exactly. You ain't going to start going, oh, I love her so much. Do you know what I mean? Love at first sight and all that. You can't do that. But that's what's mad about it. Yeah, we didn't know that it's going to take that long. Like 5 minutes on TV, 4 hours in real life.
Wow, that's crazy. And so like, are there extra cameras there? Like basically, do you know when like a recoupling's about to happen? Because like, or is it just like the normal cameras that are in?
You get a text. Yeah. All that is real. You get a text. Everyone's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, we don't have a clue. Like we're not allowed to speculate, but we still speculate when we're in there. Like we're like, okay, tonight is it going to be a D? So we had like code letters, so it'd be like, oh, tonight's going to be a D dumping, or there's going to be a B bombshell, or like, oh, recoupling. Like because we're not allowed to speculate, and they'll tell us off. So we kind of started using code words.
Yeah.
But we don't have a clue what's going to happen until it comes through. And then obviously they get like the massive like crane camera out for like recoupling. And
oh, so
like
there's
that.
A bigger camera that comes out.
Yeah,
that.
Swinging around. I'm like, whoa, what's going on around this? It's mad. It's mad.
Yeah.
But when they say gather around the fire pit,
you know it's going on.
The whole place just goes boom.
So do you pack your bags before? You don't know if you're going to. Does everyone pack their bags?
No.
Like how? Oh, yeah, obviously, you know they pack obviously afterwards. Crazy. Yeah.
For me, I kind of, because I was single now at this point for maybe like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And, I was like, you know what? I'm the last CASA girl standing. Like, if it actually comes down to a vote,
you held it down.
I might actually go home. So I actually packed my wardrobe.
Like, oh, you packed.
I pre-packed my wardrobe like 2 days before I went home. Ooh. Like, I put all of my stuff in one wardrobe, all my shoes at the bottom to make sure that these girls don't forget any of my stuff and I can pack accordingly.
Yeah.
And then we obviously left at the beach club. We got dumped. We weren't even allowed to go back to the villa.
No.
We had to go straight into our holding. We didn't even get to pack our cases.
What?
We didn't go back.
We didn't go back there after the beach club. We weren't allowed. We had to leave straight away.
But what if like you left something in a
it's
certain
all missing.
Place? And
it's all missing.
I've left stuff.
Wait,
there
have
still.
You? Have you got?
We ain't going.
You haven't got
yet.
All your stuff.
Nah.
Yeah, it's mad. Someone stole my £250
your
perfume.
Someone stole your perfume.
Yeah, like it was in a wash bag that. And I didn't use that perfume a lot in there because it's so expensive. So I was like, okay, I'm only going to use it for like special stuff. And it was in the wash bag. I've got it back in my suitcase and it's gone.
And who do you think would be utilizing that right
I
now?
I don't know.
Who was borrowing it?
I don't know. India's the
yeah. resort.
Oh yeah, India took my slick brush, but you know what? That's fine. I'll allow it because she needs it. But I think Ekin knows that I have that perfume, and she uses the same one.
So maybe she just needed a bit of a top
yeah,
up.
Yeah, maybe she just needed a top up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, if not, then I better get compensated for that because that was expensive.
Literally, you need to get your money back. But I'm listening to you speak. I just want the American accent.
Oh, okay.
How you doing? Slide into it. People were making a big deal when you left. Like, oh, why is she talking in an American? What's wrong with her talking in an American accent? There's nothing wrong with it.
Girl,
I do it sometimes. The girl,
she does it all the time.
The thing is, yeah, like I actually do it all the time. Like when I'm just around my friends or like my family, like I just be like, hey girl, like what's going on? Like I just been on Love Island baby. Like, and the thing is, like everyone like on Twitter and stuff like that, like the amount of TikToks I see and stuff, like you guys all do it as well. So I don't know why I was getting so much backlash for it. Like I'll be on TikTok and people are literally doing an American accent. They'll be like,
everyone does it. It's giving.
Like I just see that all the time. And I'm just like, you lot dragged me for no reason. Literally no reason.
For no reason. But look,
it is funny.
You were obviously with Dami at a point. Let's go back. Let's backtrack. So obviously you were with Dami at that point. I feel like at that present moment in time, you two were very attracted to each other. I personally was, I think I said it on After Sun as well. I said, you know what? Dami and Summer, I can see this working. That was my personal opinion. How did you feel? How did that feel in that moment in time?
Do you know what? I went in and I was kind of tunnel vision on Dami. And then the energy was reciprocated. So I was like, okay.
More than reciprocated.
And I'm sure everyone could see, you know, what was going down at Casa. He definitely sugarcoated that when everyone came back to the villa. Yeah. Even in movie night, like movie night was very lighthearted. It could have been worse.
Agreed.
It could have been so much worse. Like they showed things that were just light.
Yeah.
They didn't show the
full
story.
So what parts didn't we see from the way Dami was being with you and Casa?
You guys didn't see my topless back massage.
Ooh.
You didn't see us cuddling each other in the pool, our underwater kisses. Like, there was a lot going on.
Underwater kisses?
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Why are you going underwater for a kiss?
We were just in the pool and he was just like, oh, what?
Could you breathe? Not the brother trying to kill you. Not the brother trying to kill you.
Because I almost died.
You almost died?
Billy's. No. He was literally like to me, I wonder what it's like to underwater kiss. Let's try. So I went under once and I swear to God, the water just went all the way in my mouth. And I was like, nah, we're not doing this again. No, we'll just kiss out the water.
Yeah,
because this isn't the vibe.
Wow.
But yeah, a lot of it was sugar-coated. They didn't show much in the movie night. So I'm sure when they come out, they'll see.
And do you feel like they showed the full extent even on the show of like how you and Dami really were?
I actually haven't watched it back.
Okay,
I can't watch myself back on TV. I'll just cringe. But my mum said that they showed it and it was quite full on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure that India will see that when she comes out.
And in that moment, did you believe, come on, there's no way in hell that this man is going back to India?
Yeah, no, part of me was literally like, okay, well, you literally cannot behave like that with me in Casa and then not choose me and not recouple with me. Like, you would actually be a madman.
Yeah, considering it's all filmed and on camera
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, like, you would just be a complete idiot to not bring me back. So that was, like, my strong point when I stood there at the recoupling. I was like, okay, cool. He's not going to make himself look like a dickhead by not choosing me. So, yeah, then he picked me and it was all good for about 1.5 days.
Yeah, no. He picked you, whatever, and then got cold feet, as you said.
Yeah.
Which was a bit like, what's going on here?
No, I feel like he didn't actually even give me a chance when we got back from Casa. Like, he just kind of didn't bother with me, really, after that. And he kept having chats with India. And then I kind of clocked on. I was like, okay, cool. And then, obviously, the night came where he said that he doesn't want to get to know me, wants to get back with India. And I just took it for what it was. Like, I was upset in the moment because you shouldn't have done all
after
that stuff
all of
with
that,
me. Yeah, and then not even give me a chance, then go straight back to India. But, you know, it is what it is in there.
All of them played it safe. All of them.
Yeah, they
like,
did.
All the people that have brought someone back went after, what, 2-3
yeah,
days?
Yeah.
They've kind of done the same thing,
yeah. And do you know what? When you're in there, so I think it was a couple of days after the recoupling, maybe a day after the recoupling, we have a chill night.
Yeah.
So it's like the boys and girls are completely separated. And I think in that time where the boys and girls are separated, you're not allowed to talk about villa life and stuff like that. I think that's when some of the boys kind of thought in their head, okay, now I feel like I've done something wrong. Mm-hmm. I actually do care about India, or I actually do care about Tasha. I want to get back with them. Yeah. And that's like the time where they can sit to themselves and actually think about it. Because when you're in the villa, it's nonstop. So you don't really have to think. But that's their thinking time for sure.
But hold on. When you first met India, was that a bit awkward a little bit? Like, what was the conversation? What was the first energy?
Oh, yeah, it was very awkward. It from the fire pit, even when they came back, like, Danica on this side, India on this side, looking at each other and then screwing me. And I'm sat in the middle and I'm like, what do I do? Like, this is so awkward. And then I said to Dami straight away, I was like, you need to talk to India. Like, you need to clarify the situation, and she needs to talk to you about her situation as well, because she's recoupled. Mm. Like, you both need to talk. And then if I need to talk to her, I'll talk to her. But the division in that villa after we came back from Casa was... crazy.
Oh, it was a madness. I saw it from my point of view.
It was crazy. Like, it was completely split for about 3 days. So I literally didn't speak to India at all.
But what about all the girls? I'm going to get the tea on the boys in a second, but what about all the girls? What were they like? Like, was everyone
they were
hostile,
all quite standoffish. Ekin was all right at the fire pit. You know, she was smiling at me, and she was actually one of the first girls that came over to me, Coco, and China, and actually said hello and introduced herself. And then Gemma followed. It was really just Tasha, Paige, India, and Danica that were really like standoffish. And then they were all fuming at Andrew for the comments that he made. And then obviously the back and forth with India and Dami. Like, there was just so much to chat about that night.
And how did you feel in that back and forth?
Oh, it was awkward. I did not know what to do with myself. I was like, what the fuck do I do here? Like, I'm trying to leave. it was definitely awkward. But I kind of, that's when I kind of clocked on that they do actually have quite a real connection, because you wouldn't go tit for tat just anyone. Like, if he didn't care, he wouldn't have even entertained that. But because they went back and forth, I was like, right, you guys do have some form of a connection. But I still believed in my source, you know. I still thought I would be able to get that connection, but it just didn't work out.
And do you still have any feeling for Dami?
No. Immediately.
No slight feelings, no attraction.
Immediately, no. Immediately,
so does he just give you the ick now completely after the way he behaved?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, because you don't tell me to shut up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's poor.
We're cool. We're friends. But in that respect...
I'm glad you confronted him, though, and told him about himself.
Oh, yeah, I had to tell him about himself. Like, he was not going to sit there and call me fake. Me out of all people, and especially coming from him who actually recoupled with me and the way he was with me at Casa, there's no way that you can sit there and call me fake. Yeah. So, yeah, that's when I literally switched. Everyone's saying American accent, this American accent, that. I switched and I went to my London accent real quick because I was not playing in that moment. I was not playing. I was not here to play. Like.
But look, I've said on this show several times, we just know that Dami loves women. What are we honestly thinking about Dami and India's relationship? Look, like, obviously they like each other, but can this man actually stay loyal? Let's be honest here. You've been on the receiving, you've experienced him.
I mean, I do think they have a genuine connection. I do think they do really like each other.
Yeah.
That hence why they gravitated back towards each other. I do think that when Dami comes out, he might struggle a bit because women are going to be jumping on him left, right and centre. I think that about all the boys in there, to be fair. Like, they don't realise what's coming to them, and the excitement is just going to get too much. And I do feel like some of the couples will maybe have rough patches or breaks, or might not even stay together, to be honest.
Yeah. Cool. I know there's a few other boys as well that you were kind of, you know, Josh.
My face. Ring any bells? Josh.
How are we feeling about him? Josh was actually on this show last week and he said that, you know, he'd happily take you on a date. Now you're both out. What is that something you'd be up for?
Well, yeah, 100%. He surprised me at After Sun. So we've kind of done a first date. You know, Laura kind of set that up on After Sun, which was cute. Like, it completely took me by surprise. I can't believe he'd done that. And then, yeah, we've been speaking back and forth. Like,
in the DMs?
Actually, no, his phone number.
Oh, yeah. So are these phone calls? Is it FaceTime?
iMessage. I actually asked for his number.
That's interest.
That's a Tasha move.
I actually asked for his number. Yeah, so started on DMs and then, yeah, we've just spoke a little bit here and there. We all went out together the other night.
Yeah, we did, had it all.
That was nice.
Where did you lot go? That must have been a messy one.
Went to.
Do you know, it wasn't too bad. We went to Libertine in Central London.
That's good.
So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't as busy as normal, but yeah, it was good to just be out with everyone.
Yeah.
Cool. And very quickly, what about Deji?
No.
That was a boy, though. Don't be chatting rubbish.
No, not in a horrible way.
Yeah, we like Deji. We like Deji.
No,
we
love him.
We love Deji.
I do love him. Honestly,
that was
he is
high. That was a pie. That was a
no. No, but he knows this as well. Like, we do get on really well as friends. Like, yeah. he's so funny. Like, he's got the bants. Like, he's got the vibes. But we would literally rip each other's heads off if we were ever in a romantic setting. Like, we had a couple of spats back and forth. They didn't show on TV.
What happened? What were the spats?
They don't show it.
No, they didn't show it.
What was it?
So long story short, it was me, Coco, Josh and Deji by the pool.
Yeah.
And these lot have a joke where they call their balls their plums.
That's not plums.
That's jokes. That's
so,
jokes.
So there was one night Josh was eating a plum and he bit into it and there was bugs inside it. About 10 bugs crawled.
No, centipede things. 10 of them.
Oh!
No, it was awful. And it just made me feel sick. So we were sat by the pool and I said, you need to think of a new name. We can't be using plums anymore because that's just making me feel sick. So he said, all right, cool. I'm going to use gooseberries. So then he says to Gooseberries.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, he wasn't here. Yeah. So he says to Deji, yeah, we're going to change it to gooseberries. Yeah, Summer said, like, plums, you can't use plums anymore. And then he said to Josh, oh, why are you dying for Nyash? And I was just like... why are you saying this? But he said it in a jokey way, so I was like, all right, cool, you know what, let me just fire back at you. So I was like, why are you being such a hater? Like, go and get your own. Like, because he was single, so I was like, go and get your own. And he switched on me. He was like, don't chat to me like I'm some dickhead.
No.
Like, your attitude stinks. Like, kissing his teeth. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, wait
so
a minute.
Funny.
Like, what is going on? So I'd left, made myself a sandwich, and then I went to the day bed and sat by myself because I just needed to cool off for a second before I even popped off at him. And then he came to the day bed and tried to, like, reconcile the situation, and I was like, I don't want to talk about that. Like, this is not the vibe. And then he kept coming at me with aggression, so I went at him with aggression. It was back and forth for ages on that day bed, and then we got called to the beach hut and we got told off. We got told, you know, leave it alone.
Really?
Leave the situation alone. Yeah.
But so the producers just said, stop arguing. Stop.
Yeah, stop arguing because it's not, we don't have a storyline, me and him, so it's irrelevant.
Like,
they're not going to air it anyway.
Just stop this.
It's just causing unnecessary tension, literally. So, I think in a romantic aspect of me and Deji, like, we both know that would not work whatsoever, but we're definitely good friends. He's a vibe. Yeah,
he's cool, man.
Yeah, he's such a vibe.
He's a cool guy.
And Billy, you entered the villa and came to cause nothing but hell in one of the most official and stable couples, Gemma and Luca. Let's talk about you and Gemma. Let's rewind back. How did you feel about her when you first met her? What went through your mind? Did you think, I like her?
Well, little did I know, she's basically friends with one of my pals.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, I know of you. Do you know what I mean? We followed each other on Instagram sort of thing, but never sort of met each other.
Yeah.
So it was like, she's seen me before.
Mm. And do you feel like before maybe, like, did she used to like your pictures and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so she kind of, she was digging your looks beforehand.
Yeah, 100%.
It was reciprocated. Yeah.
There's some things going on there.
Yeah.
And then... when I got there, obviously, she was like, oh, I know you, sort of thing. And I was like, yeah, sort of thing. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And wait, did you not know her?
Knew of her.
Oh,
like,
I didn't.
Like, oh, I know you, right, sort of thing. I ain't like that. But, like, she was just like, oh, that's my friend. I was like, that ain't my friend. What are you talking about? Trying making out like we'd, like, met up and stuff. Like, it wasn't like that. So it was just an Instagram thing. Like, I follow untold people on Instagram. Like, she was just... sort of another person on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? You don't really pay attention to that. But, like, when I went in, we were sitting by the fire pit, and then everyone splits up, and she did say, look, if you want to put me for a chat.
Mm.
Just a little hint.
Yeah.
I went...
She left the door open.
I sort of went, all right, relax. Do you know what I mean? You get your time.
Calm down, babe.
the beanbag chat. She was like, what did she say again? She was like, oh... Well, you should have pulled me for a chat. She mentioned it again.
Mm.
And I went, your time's now.
Do you know
what I mean? Like, I'm here. So
you feel like she was being more forward of you. It wasn't even the other way around. She was coming for you.
It might not have been shown, but she had been more forward of me. Yeah.
Wow.
Sort of saying this and that, like adding little hints. Like, even in Casa, this is a big statement. But in Casa, I got told from Danica that Tasha was debating whether to bring me back because she thought Gemma was being very flirty.
Oh, so that's how serious this was.
Oh, no, it was...
So the girls all kind of knew that, you know, Gemma liked you a lot.
The girls sensed it as well.
Oh.
All the boys was coming up to me. This is not a joke. All the boys was coming up to me. Josh, Deji, George, everyone saying, she's onto you, bro. She's She's on to.
What?
Even, like, honestly, like, might not have been showed, like I said, but there was a lot to it. Do you know what I mean?
This is too much to unpack. This is too much to unpack.
No one knows this. This is why I'm sort of not annoyed, but it's come across like I've just flirted to be like that annoying person to get involved in something when really.
You were actually laid back and she was coming.
I was laying, I'll flirt with something if I think it's there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And for me, I did 100% think if I wanted to proper go for it and put all my eggs in that basket, I could have.
Yeah. Now look, all this flirting was going on in Catherine Moore. And when Lucas saw this, when Lucas saw the clip of you guys flirting, he was not a happy man.
Nah, because, well, apparently I've been told as well, like, he got annoyed on the first day because of me and Gemma, like on the beanbags, when he was actually watching it. He was like to Jax, are you seeing this? Like, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? And Jax was like, yeah, they're getting along really good. Ooh. So for me, what do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going with the flow.
You went with the flow. So look, you know, this is actually mind-blowing information because throughout this whole season, I've been saying, you know, Gemma and Luca, so solid. Nothing can break them. Mm-mm. Look, you were in there. You were in the situation. Like, are they as solid as it appears?
Yeah, like, they're always with each other, aren't they?
Yeah, they're obsessed with each
other. Like, literally, but you never see them laughing. Did you see one time when they was creasing each other?
No, but I can't lie, in the bedroom at night time, they do, like, cackle and stuff like that in the bed and stuff. But during the day, like, they're very mellow, just chilling with each other all day. Like, there's nothing.
Put it this way, another big statement. I said to Gemma and Catherine Moore, even though we'd hardly even spoke, it was just little comments, I said, any money, Luca gets annoyed within the first day when we go back because we're flirting. She started laughing. Within 2 hours of me being back, she come up to me and went, you was right.
What?
She come up to me.
So what's going on here? I'm a bit confused.
No one sees this and it is annoying me. It's like a
conspiracy. It's a Love Island conspiracy theory. Wow.
This is what happens. And then I get stunned. I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going. And you see little clips. Honestly.
And since you've left the villa, do you feel like you've like received any abuse online from people saying like, why are we trying to split them up? Like,
I've received you and Gemma suit. You and Gemma should be together.
Wow.
It's mad. Like, all my DMs and stuff, it's mad. But I just.
All right. So I'm going to go back to the question I asked before when I said, are Gemma and Lucas stable? And I mean, if you interjected, if you was there, if you had more time, if you interjected and you put in that pressure, full blown.
It wouldn't have been stable. No. If I didn't want it to be stable, it wouldn't have been.
Okay.
But
I woke up one day
and he was going, I love her in this. And I went, yeah, I'm backing off. I said, I'm not even going to try. Do you know what I mean? I sort of.
Did you feel quite bad after a while saying, I'm going to leave them to it? You felt quite sorry for Luca?
I just went, oh, crack on, man. And obviously that was only in a space when I wasn't with someone sort of thing. I was sort of like, you know, the Tasha thing happened. After that, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I wasn't flirting with her whilst I was with someone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it was a bit weird. I didn't really have much time.
And what was it like with Luca when you first got back? Was it awkward? Like, did you have a conversation?
Nah, I could see. I sensed people quite well and he was hating it.
But what about just you as an individual?
Yeah, he was annoyed with me. He could tell, like, I would flirt with, you know, any girl. And he was acting so nice to my face. Oh, bro, this, that, yeah, wicked. And then I could see, you know, you can see someone's actually being quite fake with you and you're like, you're just putting on an act. And then behind my back, seen it on the screen now, he's saying, this kid, this boy, I ain't worried about him, but really you're stressing, mate. Do you know what I mean? I hardly done anything.
And you think he was stressing in there for sure?
Stressing. Like every day, he come up to me, he was like, oh, I was annoyed about something the other day, but don't worry about what it is. Like, and he would never talk to me about something. And then it would come out in a challenge and he's sitting there, going, oh, watch when a girl comes in. I'm like, why are you saying this when you're saying you love her and all this? And it just makes no sense to me.
So you're saying that you think that he want to see more girls come in for him potentially?
Well, after he saw me and Gemma flirting, he was raging. Obviously, you saw.
Yeah.
And then, like,
At that moment, that's when he said, watch when more girls come in.
Bring a girl in, da, 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 watch. And I'm thinking, why would you say something like that?
So you think he wanted to get like payback, revenge?
In an aspect, yeah, exactly. If he didn't sort things with Gemma, he'd have been like, oh, I need the revenge. I need to, you know, go my way. Because he obviously saw we was flirting, and then he invited me to the fire pit. I think you remember. And he was like, oh, so the conversation I had before, she was like, oh, we wasn't flirting. Invites me over, and then she goes, yeah, we was flirting. Mm. And it's like, a lot is just not right there.
Wow. But so where did it end off of you two? Friends now, like boys?
Yeah.
Like, he seems like a good guy. He seemed like a good guy.
He's all right. He's cool. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, me and Gemma are cool as well. Like, even after that pie thing, when she pied me, she sort of was just like, yeah, sorry about that. I just had to, you know. And I was like, all right, cool, okay. No stress. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, she come across like, now you're getting a message. It weren't like that. It was more so like, that was funny. Like, Lucas, it was more so like Lucas standing there. I had to do that. Do you know what I mean? It was a bit
interesting.
It was a bit weird.
I see. And can we talk about Danica, please? Because look, I've said it on this show every single episode. Just want Danica to be happy.
So do I. Real talk.
No, but let's talk about you and Danica. Like, let's just rewind it back. How was it for you?
For me, obviously, started like my journey. You got Paige, Tasha.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. But for me, my first chat in Castle was Danica.
Okay.
But part of me was like, I don't want to take, not like she was a safe option, but she was a safe option because she was single.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to take a route of, oh, I don't want to look like I'm coming across like, go for that because she's single, get back in the villa. Mm. I thought, I want to go for the hardest option and see if I can still, you know, make a connection. Anyway, had one chat. She was like, yeah, you put the bar really high. No one's going to top it. And then I sort of didn't chat to her again. Okay. And then my boy Josh, obviously, he started with Danica, went back into the villa, things have happened, recoupling comes, and I'm thinking, right, now's my opportunity to sort of get to know her. Start cracking on, and it was just like, we had a sexual connection straight away, 100%.
Yeah.
We sort of liked the look of each other, and then our banter was unreal as well.
Yeah.
So for me, I need that click where I'm like, I actually really like you. Do you know what I mean? And it wasn't coming. But and then when you're in there, like, you never know, it could come the next day. So me, I was like, right, don't rush it and say, no, we're just friends. Just let's see how it goes. And we was getting along. You've obviously seen the clips of us dancing, us having a laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry.
We are getting along. And for me, I didn't want to just push that away and go, look, no, I'm not feeling it, because it starts as friends.
Yeah.
You get the banter, then you get the chemistry. But we never got that click.
Hold on. But let's just make it clear that in the midst of this, you two both had very, you know, an intimate moment in the sheets, which was addressed on the show.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the debrief of this, right? So you and Danica were, it was nighttime, I'd imagine?
Yeah.
Bed, under the sheets. Obviously, you don't know what the time is, so we can't.
Exactly.
Let's just say it was like, what, 1 a.m.?
Probably 4 a.m.
Oh, okay, yeah, probably 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So how does this start? Are you guys talking? Yeah. And does it go into kissing? Tell me the story.
All right, so what actually happened was, I actually went, like, I'm so tired, like, good night, we're chatting in the morning. Turn my back like this, so I'm going to sleep. She taps me and goes, why are you going to sleep? I was like, oh, I'm just chilling, like I'm tired. And she was like, no, don't go to sleep. And then we start kissing, and then I was like, oh, okay, cool, like. And then we're sort, you know, when you get like a bit like
hot. And
okay, right.
And
we're kissing.
We're
passionately. Do you know what I mean?
And it's happening.
We're adults.
Yeah.
And things happened. One thing led to another. You know.
Salon's open.
Yeah, and we sort of just went. Open. I sort of went, look, let's stop. Like, we need to just not in here, sort of thing. That's how.
So
it
we
went.
Didn't.
It was getting a bit much.
Okay, but nothing was completed.
No comment. look, work out yourself.
All right, yeah.
This and that, yeah.
Yeah.
But when it was getting to a bit of a, I was like, right, let's just end that there. Yeah. We've, you know.
So did you feel like in that moment, if you carried on, you'd be leading her on or whatever?
Yeah, I thought, right, this is happening. And you sort of, you check yourself and you're like, right, okay. We're not actually boyfriend and girlfriend. Hang on a minute. We're adults, and we're getting carried away.
Yeah.
And I went, no, look, right, let's stop it there and let's go sleep, because it will get out of hand. She went, yeah, it will. Okay. Do you know what I mean? So for us, it was quite.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But
so there
me,
was a lot of sexual tension. But yes. It was that was the cutoff point.
Yeah, there was a cutoff point.
Yeah.
And
course. Yeah. So I think it was in the morning. Obviously, you know, there's always a debrief, isn't there, in the morning?
Every day.
Boys, every single day, yeah. Which is fine.
Normal.
And this happened. Like, normal debrief. But she wasn't happy about this. There was a bit of a bust up between you two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was... I watched the clip again this morning and she was swearing.
Oh, in the beach. In the
yeah,
beach
yeah, she was swearing. Everything. Yeah. She was going off on one.
Yeah. Right. So for me, on this situation, I've said, you know, the first conversation we had in the hut, you know, like in the villa, it was a very nice conversation. No shouting, no swearing, understanding sort of thing.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry. I said, maybe I shouldn't have done it, you know. And if I could go back, I would do this and that. Said everything I had to say. Which, okay, yeah, in the morning, for me, though, from a point where I'm coming from, I'm not the only one that's gone in that debrief and said the salon was open. Mm. Not the only one.
Yeah, you're not.
There has
not,
been
you're not, you're not,
untold
you're not.
People, even the girls.
Okay,
the girls come out and about, I've watched it back.
No, but she didn't talk about it in the debrief.
No, but what I'm saying is no, I'm talking about other girls. I'm talking about other girls in debriefs. They've done it before.
Oh, yeah, other girls.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Danica didn't say it in a debrief.
Danica, however, told me she did not tell any of the girls, okay?
Yeah.
Then it comes, I said, no, but India knew. And I knew India knew. So I'm thinking, because India knew, all the girls knew. It hasn't slipped my mind that, oh, I've done something wrong. Yeah. Because in a debrief, you talk about it. I didn't go into depth like, yeah, da, da, da. Do you know what I mean? I just said, look, salon was open.
Yeah, both sides, and that's it. Yeah.
Obviously, Adam's got out to someone, said something, and then it's created a little behind
people
your back.
People gossip
scene.
In that villa, you know.
Yeah.
People
but
gossip.
Do you know what? I'm not even annoyed at Adam saying it because I wasn't saying don't tell no one. Boys.
Yeah, yeah, because it
I
was
went like
a,
that
yeah,
because
yeah,
I
yeah.
thought that she had told India. Next thing you know, now I only just found this out because I've got out, but she told you and India. So
yeah, she,
now
she
it's
wanted to keep
two
it
girls.
Private. Yeah, she
but
kind of.
For me,
so,
don't
okay,
come
so
up
how,
to
wait,
me
so
and
how
say,
did, how did, so when did you find out? Was it the.
This was the the day after. So we'd done the debrief on the terrace, all of
and
that.
And she didn't
and
mention
then,
it in the debrief?
No, she didn't mention it in the debrief. So then us three were sat on the day bed together and she kind of like broke the news to us. She's like, oh, I only wanted to tell you two girls, like, because people do gossip in there. So she wanted to keep it in the circle, in the little trio. She told us. And then other people started coming to the day bed. This was later on in the day.
Yeah.
And
they and were talking sort of escalated.
Yeah, Gemma was kind of just saying, oh, I can see why Danica's upset. Apparently they were intimate as well. And I was like, where did you hear that?
I
immediately got pissed off because I was like, right, none of the girls actually know. So how does everyone now know this information? Like, and respectfully, Adam shouldn't have told anyone.
That's true.
Because it's not his business to tell.
That's true.
I get everyone in their gossips, but about being intimate, you should just keep your mouth closed.
Yeah, don't be running your
mouth.
So
when I found that out and I was like, who told you that? Gemma was on mute. She didn't want to say who said it. I was like, Ekin, who said that? She was like, Adam. So then that's when I went to Danica and I was like, right, Adam is telling people that you and Billy was intimate. And that's when she obviously found out that it was mentioned in the debrief. Like, I wasn't trying to cause drama, but I had to tell her just purely because I'm her friend and it's about being intimate. It's something that's private, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She didn't want the whole villa to know about it. But.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I do get. But from my point of view, it's like, you call it double standards. It's like, right, so hang on a minute. If I went and told, say, Adam and or Josh and Deji, well, it's now all right.
Mm.
Whether I tell five boys or two boys, you're still telling boys.
Yeah.
So for me to look at that and go, right, you didn't tell me you told. Okay, one friend is like, right, you're my best pal in it.
Yeah.
But she was fully explaining it, going into it. I just said, look, salons are open, say no more, boys.
Yeah.
Cut off. But I'm getting all the stick because I've told a group of boys that we're all very close. Do you know what I mean? But because she's told two people, we're suddenly all right. You have to see where I'm coming from. It's just weird.
I hear you. But look, my thought process, again, is just kind of back to square one. Danica is a very, very beautiful woman. Why do people keep on pying her off? Why does this keep happening? Like, what is going on?
For me, I can never comment on that because I've had my personal reasons.
Yeah, you've had your reasons.
Other people might have had another reason. Josh might have had another reason. Like, you don't know, do you? But there's nothing
She's
wrong
stunning.
With a girl. There's nothing wrong with a girl.
Yeah, me and Danica were quite close. She was probably one of the girls I got closest to in there out of the OGs, which is not an OG, but she's an OG.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she, I do feel sorry for her, and that's kind of why, like, I was so close with her as well. Obviously, not just because of your situation. Yeah. Like, she's been in however many couples, and she does feel like, because she's a dancer, she shakes her ass all the time. Like, that's all that guys see her for, and she feels like she's the problem. And I've had to say to her so many times, you are not the problem.
Yeah.
It's just that she needs someone who is confident enough in themselves to be able to handle someone like her that has a job like hers, like, things like that. And I just said to her, like, that guy will come. You just have to be patient. Like, it's a shitty feeling being single and being in couples that are just not romantic whatsoever. But I mean, her and Jamie look cute now.
But you know what people are saying about Danica, right? And like on the socials,
they're
saying
that she sounds like she's in an interview.
Yeah, that she sounds like she's in a job interview.
That's true.
She sounds like HR.
Do you know what?
Really?
I don't get that.
Did you feel like that?
That's true. No, listen. I'm gonna explain something to you. Yeah, after you kiss. That was nice. Do you know what I mean? It's
really formal.
Oh, it's funny. It's actually hilarious, bro. Like,
I'm not there for those. Like,
no, but you're not.
Yeah. So I never see that.
This is what's gonna happen. We're gonna do this, do that, do this. It's hilarious. It is quality, but nothing wrong with a girl at all.
Yeah, she's unreal.
Like, lovely girl. But for me, I have to feel it. I didn't feel it, and I can't help my feelings. Do you know what I mean? I'm not gonna fake anything in there, and. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with her, but obviously some people just don't see that, and now hopefully Jamie does. Mm. They look cool together.
Yeah, they do.
And I think, yeah, hopefully it all goes well for them.
Yeah, before we get into predicting the couples that are in the villa now, I want to find out from you what the boys were like, because, you know, Coco obviously was on this show, and she also went on Mahrab Mirali's show, and she said that apparently... one of the guys said that she's like a 4 out of 10. Like, what's the deal with that?
Yeah, let's address this situation now, because I've had so many comments and people saying, why did Summer tell Coco that? Like, for one, I told Coco that because she's my friend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let someone sit there and slag her off and say she's a 4 out of 10 when she's not a 4 out of 10.
Fact.
She's far from a 4 out of 10. She's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So that's why I told her as my friend. But what happened is... this was after lunch, so the boys and girls are separated.
Yeah.
All the girls are in the den, sitting together, just vibing, whatever. And Paige left the den and went to the kitchen, and some of the boys were around the kitchen. So when she was in the kitchen, they must have made the comment. She then came back to the den, and she was whispering to Gemma. But I could hear this, like, I was sat right here, but she didn't want everyone else to hear it. And she said to Gemma, oh, one of the boys just said, Paige, you're a 12 out of 10. Don't worry, Coco's only a 5 out of 10. And then they were kind of giggling to each other, but she never mentioned the actual boy's name that said it. She just said the boys. So, and I didn't even see who was in the kitchen at that point because it's not in eyeline from the den.
Yeah.
So, as soon as I heard that, when we could get back to normal, I immediately told Coco because you're not going to sit there and say Coco's a 4 out of 10.
I was pissed when I heard that.
I was pissed off because Coco had a difficult time in there as it is. And then to have people still slagging her off was like,
especially
why?
A boy to do it.
I don't really get it. Like, it's just, it wasn't making any sense for me whatsoever. But yeah, I told her because she is my friend. And
we still don't know who said it.
That's what I mean. And if I did find out who said it, I probably would have gone off on somebody.
Yeah, 100%.
But, like, they weren't. And the thing is, as well, we had a... So when it was quite divided, the producers actually did have to step in and say to Danica and India, like, girls, we need to sit down and have all the girls together now. Like, the divide is just too much. Like, there was one night I was even crying because I felt so uncomfortable. And the producers kind of stepped in and said, girls, let's get together now. So we all sat on the Sunday.
Why were you uncomfortable when you were crying?
So this was when Dami had decided he wanted to be with India, but we were still coupled up, so we had to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
So I've said, it's fine. Like, you don't need to sleep outside. I'll just turn my back and go to bed. I'm not a horrible person. Don't want you to sleep outside, whatever. I got into the bed and Gemma and Tasha were giving me funny looks.
Yeah.
And then I just felt immediately uncomfortable. So I left, was quite upset about it. And then came back in, was telling Dami I feel uncomfortable. India is literally giving me devil eyes across the room. And it was just like, I can't take this. I just want to go to bed. Like, I don't want to feel any more uncomfortable. I've had a shit night as it is. So I felt quite uncomfortable. And then I think a couple of days later, a producer said, girls, you guys need to gel together now. So we all sat on the sun deck, which I don't think was aired. And we kind of brought everything up that's like an issue. And I said, you know, there's flyaway comments being made about people that just don't need to be said. Like Paige mentioned about Coco. She doesn't like her vibe. Things like that. And it was just...
Why didn't Paige like Coco's vibe?
No idea.
What the hell?
No idea. Yeah, Paige said that.
Why wouldn't you like Coco's vibe? That's weird.
No idea. And then I mentioned the 4 out of 10 comment and I just said, like, yet people are saying that Coco's a 4 out of 10 to you, Paige, and it's just not nice. Like, who said it? And she wasn't giving up.
Yeah, I'm annoyed about that.
So,
Paige should have been a girl's girl. And
so,
just,
and that's why it was like you could notice she was quite standoffish with the girls from the start. Like, it was very, very difficult. But yeah, she wouldn't give up the name. But if I found out who did say that about Coco, I would have gone on to honestly not about to say that about one of my girls in here. It was hard enough for all of us to come back from CASA, and now people are calling people 4 out of 10. Like, it's not on. It's not on whatsoever.
Yeah,
that's
poor. Is
cool. So, guys, let's give some predictions on the couples that are in the villa right now. Obviously, less than a week away from the finals, we've got Adam and Paige. How are we feeling? Silence is really telling.
I've had a conversation about this earlier, and for me, it's an eye opener. You'll probably have a prediction on this as well, but. For me, it's just funny how Jackson and Paige were very, very good.
Yeah, you saw all of that as
very
well.
Very good. Something's happened, obviously, with Jax. She's moved on quite quick, if you ask me, from the connection they had. In about a week, is it? She moved on?
Less than a week, even.
And they're suddenly just bang.
Exclusive.
Is it? I had a conversation with someone earlier saying, is it just, you know, for the show and then last on the outside?
Yeah.
So are they going to come out and still be together? Or is Adam going to do his thing and Paige do
But do you
thing?
Feel like the attraction could also be that, like, because I feel like when he went in, people now know that, all right, he was on the show. Oh, right, he's got lots of followers.
I know
his
the
profile,
clout.
The clout. So do you feel like that plays a part?
I do.
Why?
Yeah, like Billy said, I do think it is a little bit weird that you can be this upset over Jax leaving and all of this stuff, like all the things she was saying, the way she was when Jax left, and they were strong.
Yeah, she was upset.
She just let him back in the bed. She had him in the doghouse for three nights.
Yeah.
They had something really strong. And I said to Jax before when I was in CASA, I'm rooting for you and Paige. Yeah. I don't even want you to pick someone else. Yeah. I'm really rooting for you and Paige. And I think that's probably why I'm a bit more taken back by it, because I really thought they had something like really real.
Yeah.
So then to see Adam come in, like he's been on Love Island, he's got the clout, he's got all
he's
of this
someone,
stuff come in, and then obviously Paige is single, so it's kind of easy option. And then I do think they get on, don't get me wrong, but it is just a bit like, okay, you've moved on very quickly, you're now exclusive within a week of literally chatting to each other. Like, me personally, I wouldn't do that. That might just be how she is, but I do think it is a bit weird, and there could be an aspect of it where it's like, okay, the clout, I could. No one's going to vote Adam out.
Yeah.
He's Adam Collard.
But they
he's
do
not
get along.
Get voted out.
Yeah. They're in the pool.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
You think
they do
there's a hint of game playing involved here?
I do.
With everyone there is.
Mm. I think everyone's got a hint of game playing
like
within their couple.
All playing it so safe. Like, no, if you actually look at the big picture and you go, right, CASA happened. Now look.
Yeah.
Everyone's back to square one.
Everyone's settled.
Everyone is back to square one.
Oh, also, how were you and Jax? Remember that incident where Jax walked up to the
this
bed
we spoke about.
And swore at you?
It did not go like that.
Is it?
What? I hadn't even seen it, by the way. So apparently he come up to me and said, yeah, oi, Bill, fuck off.
Yeah.
And apparently I went, all right.
Yeah, because you were kind of like, all right, and you walked away. I'm like, oh.
No, that's not how it went.
you're not trying to go down like that.
No, mate, I'm not some bitch. That's just yeah, sorry, oh, yeah. No, that ain't me. That is not me. Like, he come up to me, I said, whoa, what's up with you, sort of thing. And he was like, oh, no, it's just, mate, ain't you, sort of thing. And then I was like, look, keep your head, mate, and just don't go off on one.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. I can see you're annoyed. I'm going to understand it. I'll chat to you in a bit.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he comes straight back up to me and goes, I'm so, so sorry for that, man. I didn't mean to chat to you. I didn't mean to tell you to fuck off. And we was cool. But it's come across like I've gone, yeah, walk away. No way. What, you think I'm an idiot to go, yep, I'm going to fuck off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that ain't me. Like, yeah. And I think you can tell.
But you lot are cool after that.
Oh, we're cool, man. Yeah,
fine,
yeah, yeah.
Because
like, we
was
actually
like,
getting along really well.
It looked like that's how it was left. I was like, oh, right.
Nah.
Okay.
Like, we was having banter untold. Like, we was getting along very well.
Good.
Like, yeah, I think that's obviously not been shown as well. So, you know, things in there, they're 24 hours.
Yeah.
45 minutes gets shown.
Mm.
So people are going to predict and say this, say that. It doesn't all go like that.
Yeah.
So there's a bigger picture to everything.
Cool. Tasha and Andrew.
I love
little
awkward
eye roll.
Silence.
Yeah.
Obviously, Billy, we know again. You were quite a ladies' man in that villa, you know. He did the rounds.
Yeah.
You did the rounds.
Yeah.
So, what's your prediction on those two?
No, do you know what? Andrew's a cool guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had that thing at the start.
Yeah.
And I said, look, why are you speaking to her like that? Straight away, like you said. But, and it was awkward. Mm-hmm. I'm basically with his bird. He's sleeping outside and she's telling me all this whilst he's sleeping outside and kissing me and all this. And then now I'm the sort of guy to be like, oh, look, it's cool. Congrats on you two. Do you know what I mean? I was actually getting along with them two very well.
Yeah.
Andrew's a cool guy in the end. I actually do like him. Nice. Very nice guy. Mm. We got along really well. Tasha, same. Like, we got along really well after that because I can take stuff like that. If someone's just going to crack on, deal with it and I'm cool. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, why are you doing that? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But no, they're good. They've been through a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
But sometimes it makes you stronger.
Yeah, it does.
So at the moment they look good. And
yeah, and do we think
they're gonna pursue it and, you know, do whatever they gotta do?
We think they can last outside the villa as well, do we? Why did you laugh, Summer?
Me personally, I don't think they'll last outside the villa. I've got love for them both individually. Yeah. Like, they're both lovely people. Yeah. There was quite a few times where, like, Tasha did start to piss me off because it became the Tasha and Andrew show. Yeah. Like, there's 14 other people in here with stories. For example, the night that Josh and Coco left.
She literally
completely stole the limelight, was crying her eyes out. And I thought, you've just made Andrew your boyfriend. Mm. You've found what you came here for.
Mm.
And you're still crying. Like, I didn't understand it. Like, ooh. If anyone should have been upset that night, it should have been me. I've just lost my connection with Josh, and I've lost my last Casa Girl, Coco.
Yeah.
Like, that night was hard for me, and it's like it completely got ripped away from me because everyone cared about Tasha.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of times where it was like, okay, I'm starting to get a bit fed up here because you've literally got everything you want in here. Like, there's nothing.
You might as well leave, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
what happened with Andrew? Yeah, fair enough. That's bad. But at the same time, you came back with Billy, so it's like double standards type thing. Like,
yeah,
Andrew sucked the tit, but. Still, like, you both recoupled. Whatever happened. But yeah, I mean, on the outside, I'm not sure that I could see that working purely because just the way they've been in the villa, and I feel like a lot of it has been done for TV to be the Andrew and Tasha show. Like, she was literally crying 2 days before, and then she made him a boyfriend, and then it's like, she's upset, they're arguing, and then they're happy. It's so like on, and it's literally like a light switch with them too. So on the outside world, when they get everything coming at them, it's going to be very
I think they might crack.
Eye-opening. Yeah, she said a quote to me as well.
She was like, oh, Wilmy's having a chat. I don't know if it's been aired or not, but she was like, oh, I've told Andrew that me and Tasha, this is Tasha speaking, will work better on the outside.
What?
She said that.
What?
She said that to me. She went, I've told Andrew that me and you would work better on the outside. In bed.
Is she really good for this guy? I don't know.
Like, do you know what I mean? We'll see when she comes out. Because I'll tell you everything.
Oh, wow.
Like, these things, like, even that in the Mad Movies, a lot Tasha got saved.
Yeah.
She was looking at me going, I don't know what they're going to show. Literally whispering it to me. And I was like, that's what it is. Like, she got let off lightly. We had a chat after and she was like, they could have shown a hell of a lot more. I said, I know.
Maybe when Andrew leaves the villa and sees everything, maybe he'll change his mind and be like,
I don't think he will. I think he's whipped on it.
No, really? He's
yeah.
Hills.
I think he'll
she could do anything in it.
Wow, cool. Yeah. What about Ekansu and Davide?
I love him. Like, Davide is the funniest guy ever. He's probably one of the best guys in there. Like, he doesn't realise how much of an icon he is. Like, he is amazing. He's amazing. And I mean, Ekin, you know, we was 50-50 at the start, obviously because of the divide, but she's a grown woman, you know. Like, we had quite a few deep chats, me and Ekin. Her mum's a therapist, so we was kind of just talking about our lives and what life was like for us growing up, and she is very humble. She is such a nice person to talk to about stuff like that because she really does like uplift you and stuff. So yeah, I've got so much love for Eki and so much love for Davide. And they've just made each other girlfriend,
they
whatever
suit,
which is
they?
So cute. They suit to, they're like a married couple, literally like an old married couple.
Could they win the show?
100%.
Yeah,
they will win the show.
I reckon they will.
Because before I was thinking Gemma and Luca, but I think it's between those two.
Yeah, I feel like Gemma and Luca is too much of an obvious choice. Like, They've been together from the start. They've not had much drama. It's really been plain sailing for Gemma and Luka. Whereas Davide and Ekin...
they've had some drama because of this one.
Because
of this one.
Ekin and Davide, they've bought the drama. They've bought the vibes. Yeah. They've bought the love. They've bought everything to that show.
A real representation of love. Love Island is exactly that.
Yeah, exactly. They gravitate towards each other. It's just not possible. Like, there was one debrief on the Terrace, Ekin was like, I'm done with Davide.
But you're all looking at it like, no, you're not.
Yeah, we're literally thinking, Ekin, like, in about a couple of hours, you guys are going to be absolutely fine. This was when it blew off when he said, like, fake client, from China that night.
That's
so
funny.
That morning, she was saying, I'm done with him, not speaking to him ever again. And then by the end of the night, they're cuddling each other in bed. So it's like, they just gravitate towards each other and they'll do well, I think, on the outside.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I know we spoke about Danica and Jamie before, but do we feel like they could do well on the outside? Do you feel like when Danica leaves, she's just going to find the man of her dreams elsewhere? Because a part of me feels like maybe the man of her dreams just isn't on this show.
Maybe she's just not,
and that's okay.
Yeah,
there'll be a
surprise
on the outside, can't wait for her to come out. Yeah.
No, I agree. I think I do really like Jamie. I do think they're really cute together, but I just feel like Danica needs somebody else.
Yeah.
Someone that can really treat her how she needs to be treated and show her what love really is. And I do think that person's on the outside for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Gemma and Luka again, I know we've spoken about them loads, but are they winning?
I don't think they'll win. I think they'll get to the final though.
No, 100%. I don't think they'll win.
Quite a few people have said this actually.
No, it's just, well, for viewers, I don't know, but you need excitement. You need, these two have done that, they've done this. Theirs is just...
Yeah, it's very flat line.
It's just...
They're very cute together, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like they're
I think the love is
the
definitely
love.
There.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just very flat line. There's not much that goes on. It's just the same conversation.
Yeah, it's quite boring.
Yeah.
It's quite like, oh...
In the nicest way possible.
Okay. No, yeah, not like, oh, you're boring, but it's like... Yeah, it is what it is. Like, you've been... Yeah. It's like they've been together 10 years.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why that is, but that's how it seems. With Ekin and Davide, it's fresh. It's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they will get to the final, I think, personally. But I don't know about winning it. If they do, good on them.
Cool. And again, Dami and India.
I love India.
Yeah, I've got massive respect for both of them.
Yeah,
you know,
Dami's
despite
cool.
the situation, take me out of the equation. I do think they have a genuine connection. I've said this ever since I've kind of moved past from it, you know. Like, I'm in support of them, and I do really hope they make it to the final or even go on to win it. You know, I think they're definitely worthy of winning it. Like, they deserve it, really.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, love them both equally.
Equally.
Equally. Obviously, I've got a lot of love for India. Her and Danica took me under their wing. So, we're little Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah,
trio.
Everyone's putting on the Powerpuff Girls
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Powerpuff Girls trio. I'm rooting for them. You know, I hope they make it to the final.
Yeah. And Oi, Summer, I heard that apparently you were once in an EastEnders scene. Is this true?
It's true. Yeah. Like, the papers actually gassed it up, like, as if I was literally holding Lacey Turner's hand. Like, that is not the case. No, I used to do Bowdoin's, like, acting school when I was younger.
Yeah.
And me and my dad basically ended up being in an episode just as extras. You just
That's
see
cool,
us,
though.
Like,
you're still in it.
Getting on the bus. You see us in, like, the back of the prison, just having a fake chat with people in the back. It was a surreal experience for me. I think I was only maybe, like, 6 or 7. Got this massive, like, curly hair. But yeah, no, it was interesting. It was good to do that.
Wow. So what, can we get your Wolford voice? Get out of my pub! Get out!
Get out of my pub!
Get out of my pub! Who's, you know, on this show? To round it off, we like to go through the biggest icks. What are your biggest icks? Tell me yes or no. Right.
I can't
so
lie.
If you are talking to someone, if you are talking to someone and they are wearing Umbro or Lonsdale. You find them attractive,
Lonsdale.
You think, but they're wearing Lonsdale trackies.
It's not happening.
What?
If I pulled up in Lonsdale trackies, it is game over.
No, immediately.
What?
And Umbro Classics,
Come on, man. Nothing wrong with shopping at Sports Direct.
No, do you know what it is? I have nothing against what people wear, what they, you know what I mean? But if it's Lonsdale,
come on, man.
I mean, if you want to sponsor me, then I'll change my mind.
Give me the money.
You know what I'm saying, but yeah, no, that's funny.
I've got a list of about 30 icks.
Really?
On your phone?
On my notes, yeah.
You're
I've
nuts.
Literally got a list of everything that
notes.
I think.
When she meets a boy, she goes,
yeah.
Literally. Name the following.
It's the most pettiest stuff, but it's like, what's on a neck?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Cool. What about bad grammar? So if someone's saying am instead of I'm,
just like, I do that, so I don't care.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm not too bothered by that. Like, I type in all lowercase as well when I message people. I don't use capital letters. I don't know what it is. I just don't care about that.
For me, that's just normal. Like, if you talk like that, you talk like that.
It's an accident, if anything.
And if someone says, no, say like this, I'll be like, I'll talk how I want. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's stupid, like, stupid grammar, then fair enough. But if it's something like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's saying that's not that
then
bad.
Then it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Yeah.
Ain't that deep. That's not an ick for me.
Yeah.
Cool. So the last one, which I mentioned on every single show, an Android phone.
Immediately no.
You need to leave the building and get out.
Immediately no. Android. Like, you're literally taking
something that weren't the Villa phones Android?
I don't even know what they were.
The Villa phones were Android.
No, I think they were Google phones.
Are they Google Pixel things?
I think so. Yeah. Do you know Google Pixel's a bit different because the camera's all right? Samsung Android.
Ooh.
That CCTV camera. No, it's not happening. It's just not happening. I can't do it.
You know when you get sent something from Android, you're like, what?
Yeah.
What
is that? Yeah, literally. Like, my mum has a Samsung, and I keep saying to her, Mum, you need to upgrade. Like, I'm using her phone. I'm like, what even is this? This feels like it's fake. This literally feels fake.
The camera's just so.
It's so bad.
They put a story up, and you're like, what is this?
What is going on here?
It's so funny.
So immediately no, that's an ick for sure.
Wow. So guys, what's next for you fabulous human beings in life?
Take it as it comes.
Enjoy the journey.
And be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. That's going with the flow. Onwards and upwards, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Woo!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.